Hello, it's Raquel with A Spark of Hope. Today's devotional is titled, Being a Friend of God. James 2:23 reads, And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. The idea of being called a friend of God is incredibly profound. It transcends the usual relationship dynamics we share with others here on earth. Abraham, known as the friend of God, exemplifies what it means to live in close fellowship with the Almighty. His journey of faith wasn't just about obedience, but about nurturing a deep personal relationship with God. Several key points to see here is 1, trust is foundational. Just like in any friendship, trust is crucial. Abraham trusted God's promises and followed his guidance, even when the path seemed uncertain. To be a friend of God, we must cultivate such unwavering trust in him, believing that his plans are the best for us. 2nd key point, constant communication. A vibrant friendship requires ongoing communication. Prayer is our direct line to God, where we express our deepest feelings, confess our sins, and seek guidance. Regular prayer strengthens our relationship with God, just as regular conversations strengthen relationships. 3, mutual love and respect. Abraham's life demonstrated profound respect and love for God. This love was not out of duty, but a genuine affection. We are called to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, as read in Matthew 22:37. This love grows as we learn more about God's character through his word and as we witness his faithfulness in our lives. And 4, obedience shows love. Jesus said, You are my friends if you do what I command. John 15:14. Obedience is not just about following rules. It's a loving response to God's love for us. It's an acknowledgement of his wisdom and sovereignty. Let's evaluate our trust. We must reflect on how much we truly trust God's plan for our life. Are there areas where you need to relinquish control and trust him more? Let's enhance our prayer life. Set aside dedicated time each day to communicate with God. Let your prayers be honest and heartfelt. Let's study God's word. Commit to regular Bible study to deepen your understanding of who God is and how he wants you to live. Let's practice obedience. Let's identify any commands of God you struggle with and ask for his help to obey. Remember, obedience is a form of worship. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, what an incredible honor it is to be called your friend. Help us to trust you deeply, communicate with you openly, love you sincerely, and obey you fully. May our lives reflect our friendship with you in all that we do. Thank you for your unfailing love and faithfulness. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Take a few minutes to consider the depth of the relationship Abraham had with God. How can you model that kind of trust and commitment in your own spiritual walk starting today? Have a blessed day.